Hilliard Lyons is proud to become a part of Baird, a trusted financial services firm that shares our commitment to the community. I'm Jeff Main, branch manager with Hilliard Lyons. You can learn more about Baird and our new partnership at HilliardToBaird.com.
Every Wednesday, we check in with county government, and it's our great friend Marty Hawk. Marty, good afternoon. How are you?
Well, I am all set to go for another meeting this evening.
Which one is this one?
We are right in the middle of those budget deliberations.
And that's where the county does their work as the council, because the county council's main job is focusing on?
On money. Your money, folks. Your money. So we do the fiscal part, and this is the week that we used to call it the budget hearings, but it's actually the workshops where we're going through all of the budgets being presented, and we may be saying along the way, oh, that sounds good, that sounds, but when we get to the end of the day, we'll see, really, do we have enough money to do what is being proposed, and whether or not we have the money for the extra things that had been included or not included as yet. So we're just at the beginning stages. This is our second day. But the way we opened up the schedule yesterday at 4 o'clock, we were to take public comment for an hour. There were, but before we did that, we put together this proposal letter to the city council asking them to sharing our thoughts about the local income tax increase. And so every council member, every one of us, voted to approve that letter to the city council, and stating in part that we just think this is just not the time to be raising taxes on so many employers who have announced furloughs or our local businesses struggling and so forth. So we just think there's most likely a better time to suggest such an increase. But we, at the end of the statement to them, was one that said, let's all work together to try to get this legislation fixed. So if the city wants to do one, they can do one without coming through the county, and the county could do one without going through the city.
And that's a state legislative issue. That is not a local governmental issue, correct?
Right, that is correct, because right now the city is determined to raise those taxes. If they get enough votes to do it, they can do it, and it will raise taxes on everybody throughout the county. And now, that doesn't mean they'll get all the money. It's split up, some to the city, some to the county, some to Ellettsville. It won't go to all the taxing units because it's a economic development tax. But one of the things that we said, that at this present time, we aren't desperate for more money right now. We've managed the money very well. We've made sure that we've kept money back to be able to get through hard times, and we're going to be able to do that without imposing this tax on people right now. So we're hoping that they will at least give us some time to work together to hopefully get the state to do something different, or at least a time for them, for it not to feel so rushed, because it seems as if every day the use of the money is changing. Well, first it's climate, no, it's whatever. So at any rate, that was the beginning of the meeting. But the rest of the meeting went surprisingly fairly well, even though what we heard was on the agenda was the sheriff's department and the jail. So we thought there'd be a lot of people sending out comments at the beginning of the meeting between 4 and 5 was the public time for them to be able to add some comments on there, and we just didn't have much. So the rest of the meeting went pretty smooth. But like I said, we're not at the end of the day, and we have to figure out whether or not we're going to what we're going to do with the sheriff's contract. That still has to be funded with the whole amount for the upcoming contract. And then we also have tonight is the treasurer and the prosecutor. And you know, those things that you have to do may not be a real exciting budget, but there are things that we, you know, that we have to do. The extension office and the assessor and the aviation and the clerk and the planning and survey and Parks and Rec. So, see, and that looks like it's boring, but that is a part of making county government work. And so we'll be doing the rest of that for the rest of this week. The one I'm very interested in hearing to get updates on for them to show us that, yes, their planned spending has a plan to it. And one is the innkeeper's tax, because that money, of course, is not coming in as it has in the past. And so I think it's very difficult to go ahead with the same kind of budget that we would have had in the past. And so I understand there's going to be some updated numbers for us. I'm not a real big fan of somebody handing us numbers right as we start the meeting. It's a little too late for me to be able to look at them that way. I like to look at numbers and try to figure out where we're going with something. The other big one, the huge, is the increase in taxes that could happen with this Monroe Fire District. Because it's going to be a great deal higher than what had been originally presented when it went through at the Van Buren area. And so,
yeah, you've been preparing us for that.
I'm trying, but you know what? I don't even have the numbers, so I can't really give you the final update, because now what we've asked for is that they present to us what it will cost for each $100,000 of assessed value on your property, what that's actually going to cost you. And that's something that we need to get out to the public, because if you say, well, it went from 1%, you know,
yeah, they just dismiss it. They think it's 1 penny or $1.
That's yeah, not the case. Whatever. And so we just really have to get that message out, because it's important, because our vote is the final vote. And we can't just vote on this in the blind. We really have to have the numbers. Now, if we don't feel real comfortable with what's being presented, and I believe that's going to happen on Thursday or Friday. We have so many, it's hard to catch up. But if we don't feel comfortable with the numbers at that time, we don't have to vote on these things as we're going along, because the final vote is not until we get to a budget adoptions and the official hearing. So we could just say, well, we're passing along on this until we get more information. We'll just wait and see how all this comes out. So,
yeah, that's the interesting part of it, because this is the, I don't want to say negotiation phase of it, but this is where you're not signing the document tonight to make this all official.
That is correct. And, of course, there are some who'd really like to make sure that we can give some slight increase for county employees for cost of living. We don't know for certain that that's going to be until we get through with all this. We really don't know where we're going to be, because we have to look at not just what our balance is going to be at the end of this year, but what do we project it to be at the end of 2021, what's it going to be at the end of 2022? Because we've been talking quite a while. This is great. It's going to be 22 and 23, 2022 and 2023, where we're going to have the biggest challenges. So we have to make sure that we're not acting as though the extra dollars we have that we've been that we have extra simply because of the extra income tax that might not be as substantial in the future. So
everybody wants a raise every year? Is that just normal standard operating procedure, regardless of what division they're in or what part of government they're in?
Well, I would suspect that most everybody that thinks they have an opportunity to get a raise are going to ask for it. That does not mean that the people who are looking at the dollars should just say, well, we'll just go raise the taxes over here on these people who, I don't know, are struggling anyway, and give you all a raise, especially when you see a huge request such as the county commissioners have.
Well, you start at the top and work your way down. If they're going to ask for it, I'm surely going to ask for it. That's right.
Well, and when we have our entry-level position starting at under $30,000, and that's for full-time entry-level positions, now that's hard to live on, $30,000, believe me. And so,
sounds like AM radio.
Yeah, right. I mean, we all know how to struggle. For those of us who I don't know collect Social Security, but these are things that we have to look for, trying to be fair to everybody across the board, and that's not always easy to do, but we're that's part of our charge. One of the things is talking about trying to be fair across the board. You might have noticed, I certainly have noticed with all the hundreds of emails I'm getting, having to do with the Board of Zoning Appeals situation. And this is not in Bloomington. It's out towards Ellsville on Union Valley Road. But we didn't. I didn't speak with you about it last week because I didn't know about it. People just started getting their notices toward the end of the week. There was no way to even get a packet. It wasn't on the website. There was just nothing on there about it. I guess they were having trouble trying to get it on there. But it is a proposal by a group coming in out of California. I'm not sure they're coming here, but they're petitioning to have an alcohol and drug rehab facility there on Union Valley Road, right in the middle of a.
So I'm guessing the zoning meeting is because it's not zoned for such activities?
No, it sure isn't. It is zoned, they would have to go into a C3 zone in order to have like a health facility activity related with this. Is an area that's right in, I don't know whether you've been down Union Valley Road very much, but there's a lot of residential all the way along there.
Yes.
And fairly crowded. And this is CO Michael Harris. So people, local people know where that spot is. And so they're hoping to have it approved, to add it on to the present zoning, the approval to add on that they could have this treatment facility. And the sad thing is that there's so many of those neighbors who are of a certain age, and I can say that because they're probably younger than I am, but they're because they haven't had a reason to have to learn how to do Zoom meetings. There's a lot of them who will not, for their very first time trying to get on a Zoom meeting, will have difficulty doing that. And so in order for them to make their thoughts and concerns shared with this petitioner and with the Board of Zoning Appeals, I think it's going to be a real challenge for them. I do remember when something very similar to this was presented, that they had tried to do out at the, I'm not these same people, but another group out at the Hoosier Energy.
Right, and where I that empty property, and that didn't work. And that's not even close to being in town to anything.
Right, and their concern was, the neighbors' concerns was that there was no sidewalks and no transportation, and they had concern about the safety in their homes. That meeting room was jam-packed. I don't know whether you followed that or not, but that certainly did not go through because the neighbors were concerned. So these neighbors are really hopeful that the Board of Zoning Appeals will hear their questions, and everyone will feel like that they've had an opportunity to be heard, and we'll see where all that goes.
Yeah, and to make sure that the
that's my hometown, that's my
right.
home area, and my friends and family live right there.
They'll also hope the Board of Zoning Appeals will pass it on, and it will go through the proper channels to get and not lost in the shuffle after 90 days.
This is no more proper channels. This is the end of it.
Oh,
if
okay,
they
good.
Decide it's a go, that's as far as it goes. This change to add on to this zoning, once it gets the Board of Zoning Appeals, there's no further thing that you can, that's a final decision. So these folks make whatever they decide. Now, they have to go by what the state says. They have to do the, there's five guidelines that they have to say, yes, it meets all of those, one of which is whether or not it affects their value of their home. And then there's several other, there's five different things it has to meet. So we'll see. I can't even be a part of it because I'll be in the middle of the council meeting. But I just hope that those
imagine how busy you would be if they could clone you.
Oh, I, I have had, I can remember 4th of July, I spent the whole time on the defund the police. And this last holiday, I spent the whole holiday on trying to figure out how to help these folks because they don't feel like they have anyone to turn to. Trying to get on the website, there was nothing on the website. There was no information. And that's just not right.
That's tough.
It's a tough feeling. Not right. But I thank you for allowing me to share that and my concern with you and with the public. And if there's anyone who lives along Union Valley Road or wherever, and you want to give your two cents for either for or against, you know, that's what this is about, please go to the ELSO website, which is not always the easiest thing to find because every time I would go on there, it was like, okay, that's not working. But you might try Town of Ellettsville. I know when I tried ELSO.in.us, wasn't always going through.
Maybe the folks that run that should make it a little easier to find if they want to have information.
Well, I said really it would have been nice if they had done a big press release on it. I did contact the Herald Times, and they did a little story on it, and the Square Beacon did a little story on it. So I appreciate them doing that when I asked them to. But this is just it's a stressful time for everybody. Having not to do with this at all, but just this is a stressful time between the COVID and the, you know, the loss of income and the changes that's going on in the world. So a lot of people have a lot of stress, and I think that we as the council, county council, recognize that, and that's the reason why we want to make sure that we are covering what we must so that to help within whichever way we can. One of the things we did with the jail is that Sam Crow, our jail commander, had come to us asking for more money for their
mental
license,
health. Yeah.
Clinical social worker for mental health. And that's so important. We really do try our best to be as good as is possible to be and still operate the jail staff as it has to be. So just one more day in what we are doing with county government.
And you'll do that tonight as well.
If we proceed with where we are at the end of our budget hearings, depending on whether or not we add or subtract as we go along, once we add in the requested raises, and that's not some of those big ones like the county commissioner was asking for, but just regular raises, as I understand it, and the amount for the sheriff's contract will be it's right around $1 million deficit spending. But that means we're going to be spending down that money that we've been saving back. So it isn't that we don't have the money to do it. It's just how much of it can you go into and spend down each year.
Creative math, creative accounting. That'll get us through.
I will be. It's hard for me to spend.
I bet
more money than what's coming in because we still don't know what's going to happen next year or the year thereafter.
We just better spend it now because we'll never know if we'll get to that next year down the road. I mean, we'll worry about that when we get to it. You can't think that way, not with government, not with government dollars. Marty, have a fantastic meeting and meetings the rest of this week. And next Wednesday when we get caught up, we'll have a full week to look back on to see how everything went.
Right, and I thank you so much for spending this time with me on Wednesday afternoons.
It is our money. And we need to know where it's going. And if people say, well, that's great where it's going, well, that's fine. And if people don't like it, well, make up your own mind is our point. So we try to bring you all sides of the story. Marty, great job as always, and we'll do it again next week.
Thank you.